The FA Cup. Full-time rewind.
McCauley with this free kick for Dartford up to the edge of towards the City box. McCarlos has got to be careful. There's a flick on and a chance for Dartford, and it's gone just wide of the right-hand post. Danny Harris, it was, didn't actually get a clean strike on it.
Should have scored.
Knott gets involved as well. 30 yards from goal. Little ball into Stead, who turns it on to Meredith here. Back to Stead. Left corner of the area. Just couldn't get it under control at first. Now he does. Played in towards the near post. And that is in the net. It's hit the post, is it? It's got in at about the third or fourth attempt. And Billy Clark has got the final touch. I think he hit both posts there. Moraes was in there as well. But Billy Clark gets the final touch. And with the second game running, he scored for Valley Parade. And City have got the early goal that they needed. And they lead Dartford by a goal to nil. Clipped in by Liddle towards Stead. It comes out to Billy Clark. Oh, he volleys it just wide from the edge of the box. Well, there's a man full of confidence at the moment. Excellent control from Felipe Moraes. Whips it in. It should be two. It's over the bar from Clark. And that was fantastic football. And had that ended in the back of the net, it would have been a superb goal. Still with the Aussie fullback, plays the cross in. Stead's got arms all over the back of him there. Might come to Stephen Darby, who hits it. It's just wide. What a great effort from the skipper. Good foot in there from Gary Liddle. Keeps it alive. It breaks here for Yates. In acres of space, left edge of the area. Squares it to Stead, who rolls it in. That's the second goal. And that's what the Bantams play deserves in this first half. Lovely vision from Yates, just cuts it back to John Stead, who couldn't really miss. He rolls it into the corner, and the Bantams lead by 2-0, and perhaps already have 1 foot in round three. Corner in towards the back post. That's a strong header away, but only to Moraes on the edge of the box. He drives it in, it's deflected, and it's in. It's 3-0 to City. They've wrapped it up. They're surely into the FA Cup third round draw on Monday evening, and Felipe Moraes marks his return with a goal, and he's scored in every round so far. It's City 3, Dartford 0. And the fans are on their feet again as Yates goes into the box. It goes in, it's in! 4-0! Absolutely brilliant from Mark Yates! Another superb performance from him. Cut inside on his right foot. He's bent it into the far corner from just inside the box. 2 goals in 2 minutes. And City lead by 4-0. Half a chance maybe. Oh, it's a real chance. And a back heel, and that's in. And it's 4-1. It's Noble who's just back heeled it into the net. Well, that's come from absolutely nothing. And Dartford are on the score sheet, and their fans are going crazy as if they won the FA Cup.
By sloppy, isn't it?
Stead in behind. Here's a chance for Liddle. Oh, great strike. And how did a Dartford player block that? Mitchell King it was. The big centre half, it hits him just on the head.
Yeah, great block. I don't know how he managed it, but he's got to score Liddle, hasn't he?
Referee puts the whistle to his lips and blows the final whistle, and the Bantams safely through to the third round of the FA Cup for the first time in 3 seasons. You asked to keep the momentum going and a good performance, and you got that and more this afternoon.
Yeah, very professional. You know, I hadn't heard the scores, so I just heard you reading a few out, and there's been a few tight games between league clubs and non-league teams this afternoon, and I thought our professionalism made sure that this wasn't one of them.
And not only the performance, but the quality of some of the football as well, particularly in the first half and the start of the second.
Yeah, we killed the game off in the second half, got the fourth goal, and probably got a bit sloppy after that. But you know, I'm really been conceded a goal. We're disappointed to concede a goal. You know, that's, I can't hide away from that. We are disappointed, which we shouldn't have done. But you know, the game was done and dusted at 4-0, and we were clinical, and we've been asking the lads to be more clinical, and I felt we were today.
Arguably one of those times, if you'd been playing a League One side, they might have been struggling to live with us, the way we were knocking the ball about in that first period in particular.
Yeah, we've got some good technical footballers, and I thought they all played well today. This, the key to playing a team like Dartford is to keep moving the ball quickly, 2 and 3 touch all around the pitch. Don't overcomplicate it. We had a little spell just before half time where Billy Knott tried to be clever in the middle of the pitch, and we didn't need to do that. We just need to keep passing it, and you know, once we did, made them run around and chase the ball, we always looked like we could score.
But the work ethic was there, because when he made that error, he got straight back in, didn't he? Won the ball back straight away, which happened all afternoon.
Well, listen, you know, we always speak to the lads about reaction when we lose the ball. Can we get it back quickly? And people do make mistakes, and Billy's reaction was good. But I thought the attitude of the lads was key today. We said before the game that, you know, the motivation and the attitude has got to be right. We've got to keep 11 players on the pitch, no petulance at all. And if we did that and stayed calm in possession, you know, you'd always felt that we could create chances against Dartford.
And all the front four on the score sheet.
Yeah, very pleased. you know, just a great second half goals were terrific finishes. You know, Phillips, you know, been out for a couple of weeks, came back in, looked really strong. And Yates, he's got another one. I thought his all-round performance was great today. You know, just got that ability in the final third for his weight of pass. He's just, you know, a real top class. And pleased for him to get another goal.
We're a little bit surprised to see Felipe Moraes back so quickly following that shoulder injury.
Well, if a player wants to come back and is determined, it can reduce the time predicted at the start, and Phil has done absolutely everything in his power to get back fit. He wanted to play today, the shoulder was strapped up, and I feel him and Stephen Darby is a potential good partnership for us down that right-hand side.
And another good partnership up front seems to be blossoming. Billy Clark, John Stead, both on the score sheet again. And looking at the bench, you've got Francois Zocon, James Hansen to come on some real competition for places up front now.
Well, you know, they're both scoring, which is great for us. We've got to keep hold of the shirts because obviously Hansen and Zoko are two good players to come on. But yeah, no, they're playing well. The all-round game is very, very good. You know, the link-up play and, you know, Steady in particular, a couple of switches of play he did today were really good. And, you know, when the midfield player and you can play into the front man's feet, it's a great option to have.
Got to ask you about the draw, Phil, the third round. Is it a case of the manager, you like a Premier League team here and the board want a Premier League team away from home?
I think you've probably called it about right. Yeah, just really pleased to be in the hat. You know, I think it's only the second time in 11 years we've been in round three. And financially for us, it's a lot. You know, it will mean a lot if we can get a good draw. So we're really, really pleased. And that third round draw, everybody wants to be involved in it. It's so eagerly anticipated in the football calendar, and we are in that hat.
And might it make a big difference what happens off the pitch in January as well? Or is it a bit too early to say until you actually see who?
I mean, who knows on that? But it's just good to be in the hat. You know, the FA Cup's great. You know, we've got a good draw today against these, but we were very professional in our the way we prepared for the game, and it showed in the performance.
And just finally, Phil, you've done the job here today, but good momentum to take into the busy Christmas period, starting with another tough game at Chesterfield next week.
Yeah, that'll be a cracking game next week. I went down to see them at MK Dons yesterday, and you know, they're a decent side, and you know, we'll need a performance similar to the way we played at Preston away to get something out of that game. So we're in training tomorrow. We're back on it tomorrow, focusing on the next game and really looking forward to it.